Dirt bikers remain at large in Philadelphia despite a June bill from city council that classified the vehicles as illegal and subject to confiscation. Philadelphia police are tasked with enforcing this law, but it appears to be easier said than done. Dirt bikers are openly flouting the ban, and their apparent disregard for the rules remains a public safety concern. POC, a partner in WHYY's News and Information Community Exchange, hit the streets of Philadelphia to see how residents are reacting to dirt bikes remaining on the streets. This is Matt or Nah.
Philadelphia's district attorney says his office is committed to getting ATVs and dirt bikes off of Philadelphia streets.
District Attorney Larry Krasner talked about working closely with Philadelphia police to try to crack down on illegal ATV and dirt bike riders.
Philly police have been going hard at the problem lately, but riders tell us nothing will change.
I'm not going to stop. I'm never going to stop. Never. No matter they take 3-4 bikes, I'm never going to stop.
Big man, little man.
It makes me real mad.
I'm going to say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC, and I'm back for another edition of Mad or Nah. Earlier this year, City Council banned dirt bikes from city streets. However, this has not stopped many bikers from continuously riding, sometimes recklessly, throughout Philadelphia, causing concerns for drivers and pedestrians alike. So I hit the streets to ask community residents, does the continued dirt biking in Philly make them mad or not?
No, but really, what are you mad at?
They should be mindful of other people in traffic. They just don't care.
What part of the city do you represent?
West Philadelphia.
Your radio's locked.
They shouldn't be riding the dirt bikes at all. It's very dangerous. I'm more on the other side. I don't agree with them with the dirt bikes. Press charges.
And what part of the city do you represent?
Winfield.
You want to give them the right idea of where to ride these, you know, dirt bikes at.
So, you know, it's like I'm, you know, here and there, and I want them to wear helmets. But
if you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
North Philly.
Are you mad or not?
Not at all. I'm very anti-noise pollution. I sleep early at night. I have a daughter. I have a small dog. My block is a hotbed for ATV and dirt bike activity. The revving, the engines, how loud it is, the skirting, just hitting my block hard. I live on a small block. They do 80 down there. Speed limit's 25. I'm sick of it. It's dangerous and it's loud. It's very obnoxious. Cutoff times would be nice. You know, people do have work in the morning. 3 a.m. riding by someone's house, doing 80, revving really loud should not be okay. There should be citations at least, at the very minimum.
I appreciate that. And if you don't mind me just asking, what's your first name and what part of the city you represent?
My name is Michael and I'm from the Northeast Philly.
Are you mad? Oh, are you not mad?
Kinda, because all they're really doing is trying to find an outlet. You know, some of them might be in the streets, some of them might not. Some of them just use that just to be away from something at a point in time. Like, I choose basketball when I'm in my head to get out of it, you know what I'm saying? That's their outlet. And that's the point of being on the streets, yeah, and both regards is right and wrong. We don't have a lot of dirt places and stuff like that without going far out of town for them to actually ride it. So this is the next best thing.
I appreciate that. And if you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
I'm from West Philly.
I don't think that a policy should apply. I think it's overly strict. And I think it's probably going to catch the wrong people in it. People have said that there'd be suggested doing like a dirt bike park or something like that. I don't think that's actually realistic. But seems like a great idea, but I don't think that's going to solve the issue.
Keep your radios locked.
So it seems to me that maybe a reason why a lot of folks move towards dirt bikes and ATVs is that they're less expensive than street legal bikes that require having tags, getting them state inspected. The bikes themselves can be more expensive. And so it feels to me like some of these policies that are very aggressive tend to affect the wrong groups, or disproportionately affect the wrong groups.
Thank you. And what part of the city do you represent?
West Philly.
People that are running red lights and running stop signs and causing kind of chaos in the streets, then yes, those people should get in trouble. That's kind of how I feel. I don't know a solution for it, but I mean, I've been in many situations where I've almost gotten run over. To me, that's dangerous, you know.
And what part of the city do you represent?
Point Breeze.
August and Dirt Bites. He's in the right. No, I'm serious now.
put them in the park. Let them do it. They can do all they want to in that park. They're not bothering nobody. But you put them on the street, they could cause an accident. That girl kind of struck.
Tune in. 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.